Introduction. Planting the seeds. Breathe in nature and breathe out stress. This simple yet powerful mantra is the foundation of my nature-centered approach to mindfulness. With the natural world as our teacher, we're about to embark on a journey to learn to manage stress, bring healthy balance to our lives, and respond thoughtfully to changes and challenges. By applying the lessons that nature shares, we'll be well-equipped to better deal with stressors and cultivate a healthy and happy nature-centered life. Our path to growing well starts by taking an intentional pause to connect with ourselves and the natural world. While nature isn't hidden, she's so generously ever-present that our eyes and thoughts may cruise straight past her. But with heightened awareness of our surroundings, we'll learn how to see and appreciate evidence of nature's gifts almost everywhere. When we focus our gaze purposefully on greenery, we can behold the delicate beauty of a single leaf and hear the rustle of branches in the passing wind. With intention and an open mind, we can become rooted in the natural world, which has much to teach us. To begin, we need only to show up. The deliberate act of arriving indicates what we value, and what we value affects what we're able to receive. Once we commit to interacting with the natural world, it will continually show up for us in return. Nature lives in the present, bursting forth in wide, open-air vistas and in silent strength, sprouting through the concrete cracks of city sidewalks. And when we connect with it, nature grounds us in the present. When we pause in the company of our living world, we create healthy mental and emotional space to release unwanted emotions and better relate to the environment, others, and even ourselves. Connecting with the natural world is now an instinctive practice that steadies the rhythms of my daily life, though my kinship with nature began in childhood. An adolescent love of feeling the cool, dewy grass beneath my bare feet, gazing dreamily up at the billowy clouds overhead, and seeking out the sun's warmth as much as possible, has grown into an intentional practice that makes me an ongoing student of the natural world. Nature's bounty will never stop growing. In turn, I can trust that I won't either. I still turn to nature when I feel happy, when I need guidance, and when I need a burst of energy or soothing relief. With my gratitude for greenery ever present.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?